Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Retail Sales Motivation Podcast. I'm your host and sales coach, Baraka, and this weekly podcast is for all of you commissioned retail sales warriors out there working hard to turn every interaction into a sweet payday. This week, we are going to talk about what's stopping you from getting to the next level. And we're calling this episode Brakes or Gas. See, when I was younger and my dad first taught me how to drive, he said that there were two ways to drive. You can either ride the brake pedal or you can ride the gas pedal. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. So riding the brakes, you drive with your foot primarily covering the brake pedal in that situation. So what that does for you is that when you're presented with a problem or an obstacle, you can immediately stop moving forward by slamming on the brakes, right? Your foot's already there. Now, the downside to that is that you can lose control and crash, because if you are slamming on the brakes, you no longer have control of the vehicle, right? So there's no gas being given to the engine, to steering, or anything. There's nothing going on. Like, you're just slamming on the brakes and you're allowing physics now to rule. Now, the alternative is riding the gas. And when you're riding the gas, you're driving with your foot covering primarily the gas pedal. And so what'll happen is, when presented with a problem, just like in the first example, you can find a way to steer around the obstacle by giving the car some gas, right? You know, you still have power, you still have the ability to maneuver, and you can, possibly get around the obstacle, right? Now, the downside to that is that, just like in the first instance, you can lose control and crash, right? Because if you slam on the gas, right, all of a sudden you floor it in a panic. Well, if you are not good at handling your vehicle when it's, suddenly accelerating, you can lose control and crash and, that have a devastating result as well, right? So both ways are, fraught with potential danger, right? Both methods, you can lose control and crash. But really, I think that over the years, I've always driven by covering the gas, right? So that's just the way that I chose to learn. And that just suited me just fine. But over the years, I've learned that people tend to live the same way as the way that they drive, right? There are people who live basically, ready to stop what they're doing at the first sign of trouble, at the first sign of danger. They're slamming on the brakes, right? They're stopping. Okay, I have to, I can't go any further here because there's something in front of me blocking my path. And then there are people who live their life
where, you know, okay, there's something in front of them, there's an obstacle, and there's something blocking them, and they instinctively step on the gas, right? They say, okay, how can I figure out a way around this obstacle? How can I, you know, still maneuver to get where I want to get to in spite of this obstacle? And it's an interesting paradigm if you think about it. I'm sure if you think about the people in your life, you can think of people who fit both scenarios, right? You can think of people who, you know, are cautious and people who are just like go-getters, right? And both personalities have their dangers, right? So the people who are overly cautious, sometimes they, you know, they lose out on so many opportunities in life because they are afraid. They're looking for the danger, right? So they're constantly waiting for the bad thing to happen so they stop. Then you have the people who are constantly stepping on the gas, right? And they're just going, and they tend not to be aware of the fact that, hey, you know, this obstacle is there for a reason.
More after the break.
Oh, you'll shut the world down for telling you what you can't do, but you won't say nothing to you when you don't do what you're supposed to do. You're not getting up when you're supposed to get up. You procrastinate, but you let you slide. But let the government do you like that. You ready for it. All out. I'm not mad at you. Fight, do whatever you feel like you personally need to do, but do something to you too. You want to hold them accountable? Hold yourself accountable too. You know you're not making the money you're supposed to make. You're dressing up. You got the car, the house you can't afford because you're trying to prove something. You live in America. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. You can actually do what you dream of doing. This America, you ain't got to play like you got it. This is America. You can really have it. But you know why we want to play like we got it? Because it's easier to play like you got it than really do the work to get it.
And we're back.
Right? You know, maybe you should stop for a moment, pause before you make a decision that, you know, can possibly wreck your life, right? I tend to be more in the second camp than the first camp, although there are times when I guess I am more cautious. But I tend to be in the second camp, and I can tell you from experience that yes, you can wreck everything if you don't show some caution sometimes, right? But at the same time, I think that I have benefited in so many ways from living a life where I'm not overly cautious, right? Where I've been willing to find a solution to the problem. So I'm not saying that there's a right or wrong there. It's just a different perspective. And I think that in sales, we also can have that same personality difference, right? So you can be a salesperson who, as soon as you try something, right, your sales manager or your manager, or maybe you go to a seminar or you read a book or you watch a YouTube or something, and there's a, you know, a technique that you believe, hey, that might work, maybe, you know, I'll give it a try, right? And you try it, and you get some instant resistance from the customer or from maybe your peers or maybe another manager or something, right? There's something that tells you, that communicates to you, oh, you know, this doesn't work. And so you stop and you don't attempt to try it again, right? Like, oh, no, didn't work. Doesn't work. Obviously, this is not for me. And you totally dismiss the possibility that this could work for you, maybe if you tried it again and again and again, right? If you showed some consistency in your attempts, maybe tweak it to work better for you after, you know, trying it a few times and say, okay, you know what? Maybe I need to do it a little differently. But no, you just stop, full stop, and you won't try it again. And there are successful salespeople who do that, right? Like, you know, it, for whatever reason, they won't try new things, but they will, you know, continue to do the thing that they've been doing that's worked for them for this long, right? Then you have salespeople who are the opposite, right? And these salespeople, they get a new idea, they're gung-ho, they go for it, right? Pedal to the metal, they try it. And if it doesn't work, they just keep trying, keep trying, keep trying, keep trying, right? And that is also, you know, fraught, right? So maybe they see success, right, with, you know, with these methods, and it's great, and they're excited, and, you know, they're getting to try something new, and, you know, and it keeps them, you know, pumped and motivated. The potential downside to that, though, is that they might be missing opportunities to pause, step back, assess, hey, is this working? Is this actually a good idea? Should I tweak it? Should I, you know, check with someone to see like, hey, you know, give me your opinion on this. Give me your impressions of what's happening, what I'm seeing. People who are, you know, step on the gas people tend not to check in with other people. I'm guilty of this. I admit it. I am so guilty of that. I'm trying to be better, though. All right. So, you know, don't judge me. I'm a work in progress.
More after the break.
The day you start holding yourself accountable is the day that everything in your life is going to change. Write that down. I'm going to hold myself accountable. Text yourself. Text yourself. I'm going to hold myself accountable. If you hold you accountable when you leave, if you discipline you, if you put you on punishment, if you determine that you're going to learn this product, that you're going to learn this industry, that you're going to take everything that you were given and take it to another level, I guarantee you in this country there's nothing you can't have.
And we're back.
But that is something that as salespeople, we need to be aware of, right? That, you know, just being all gas all the time, it can turn people off. It can, we can run people over, okay? And we have to be aware of that. Also, every idea is not good. Right. You know, even if you've read it in a book or seen a YouTube or, you know, maybe, a, you know, your manager presents it to you, every idea isn't great. OK. And so you have to be able, you have to be willing to test it, obviously, and give it a chance. Right. But you've got to be willing to really be critical, you know, and be willing to say like, hey, you know what? This isn't for me, or this isn't working. This isn't a good idea. But if you're a, you know, all gas all the time person, then, you know, you might be willing to try every new idea that comes along and just be total gas, right? And then a new idea comes along and you haven't even really developed the first idea. Now you're jumping on the second idea. Then you're jumping on a third idea. You're jumping every time something new comes along. You're going for it. You're gung-ho. And it's fun. It's exciting. I admit that I can be that kind of person. And, you know, it keeps me motivated. It keeps me enthusiastic. It keeps me interested, right? I'm not bored at all. But it can be fraught, okay? So I'm saying this to you to say that, hey, whichever way you are, whichever one of these two ways, and of course there's gray area, and, you know, people aren't always the same way, the same, you know, doing the same thing the same way all the time, right? You know, sometimes you're a gas person, sometimes you're a brake person. I get that. But by and large, you pretty much, I know which side of the car you're on, right? You know, is your foot covering the gas or foot covering the brake primarily? Whichever way you go with that, be aware of it. Use it to your advantage, right? So if you are the cautious person, right, who's, you know, ready to stop, ready to slam on the brakes at the first sign of an obstacle, right, then it's going to behoove you to be prepared to see the obstacles ahead of time, right? Like, don't just be confronted with the obstacle all of a sudden, right? Like, you know, oh, it's brand new. Because in sales, most of our obstacles, we know what they're going to be. We can predict them pretty well. They tend to be, you know, one of a few different things, right? So if you know what those are, and you're prepared for them, then perhaps you already can find a way around those obstacles before they even present themselves. You already know with a path that you need to take to avoid some of these obstacles so that you won't have to stop your momentum, right? And if you can do that, then you'll find yourself moving forward more smoothly, right? That you won't be stopping and starting all the time, that you'll be able to, hey, enjoy the ride, right? But you're prepared to stop when you need to, right? So when someone's presenting you with a new idea, hey, okay, I'll test it, but I'm going to be cynical about it. You know, I'm keeping my, you know, my eye all out for the roadblocks and the obstacles and the proof that this won't work. That's fine. But you're trying it, right? Because you know that, okay, I tend not to want to try things. So I'm going to force myself to try this. And I'm going to give myself 10 tries, right? I'm going to do it 10 times and then I'm going to stop and I'm going to reassess, see how this works. Right. But I'm going to give it 10 tries or, you know, whatever you set the number, but you're doing it honestly up front that you're going to give it a shot. Right. But you're prepared to stop when necessary. You will still find by doing that, by going into it with your eyes wide open, honestly about knowing about yourself and the things that you tend to do, your tendencies, you will still progress further than maybe you might have if you just went through it willy-nilly and didn't even realize what was stopping you and why you kept stopping, right? Then you have the people who, you know, are all gas people. Look, you're my tribe. I get it. But look, you, lady, you gotta be willing to stop, all right? You know you, okay? You know that you just, you know, are a gung-ho type of, you know, lady and you just go, 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 go. Cool. Be prepared to stop. Just like the first group, you identify what the potential obstacles are going to be, right? What the potential roadblocks are going to be, what the potential challenges are going to be. And yes, you are, you know, mapping the ways around them because that's what you do and you're good at that. But also identify, hey, if I see this, I should stop. If I see this up ahead, okay, I should take a break at that point. Stop, reassess, right? Hey, should I go forward? Is this, you know, something communicating to me that maybe this isn't a good idea? Maybe this is going to require some tweaks. Identify the roadblocks ahead of time, plan for them, and identify which ones you should go around and which ones should make you stop. And if you plan that ahead of time, just like with the first group, you'll find that you have a much smoother ride, right? And that you're not being confronted with so many emergency situations where you've got to, like, you know, immediately swerve and try to avoid, you know, the problem like it's brand new, even though you knew that it could happen, you know, long time ago, because it keeps happening. Just be aware of who you are and what those potential obstacles can be. And if you do that, I'm speaking to both groups now. If you do that, you're going to be more successful. You're going to have more enjoyment in what you do. And you won't either, you know, block your own blessings or run over everybody in trying to get your own blessings. Okay. So that's my advice today. That's my topic today. I want you to know yourself, know how you drive, know what the road ahead of you is, be prepared for it, and you'll get further. All right. Okay. That's that. So I've got some book recommendations for us this week. I don't know if I've recommended this book before, but it's a really great book. It's called No Thanks, I'm Just Looking, Sales Techniques for Turning Shoppers into Buyers by Harry J. Friedman. It's available on Amazon. Of course, the link is in the show notes. I read that book a long time ago and, well, I didn't read it. I do audiobooks. I love Audible. But I, you know, listened to the book and got through it a long time ago. And I think I'd internalized a lot of the lessons in it. It's a great, great book. Very good read. And it's really, it's filled with just practical information that as sales professionals are helpful, especially in the era of modern selling. It's great. And then I just took over. Some of you may know I'm now the, I was a sales manager and an assistant manager. I'm now the general manager of one of our stores. And one of the $1 million writers in the store re-recommended the book to me. And I was like, oh, wow, that sounds like a good book. And then when I looked it up on Audible, I realized it was already in my library. And I'd already read it. So I'm listening to it again. It's a great, great book. So please, if you get a chance, do yourself a favor, get the book, especially if you're in retail, any business to consumer industry, really, but especially retail. It's phenomenal. Then the second book is my book, Wisdom Shared, 568 Stirring Quotes to Get You Moving Towards Your Dreams by yours truly, Baraka Dorsey. And the third book is My Little Black Money Book, of course, by me, Baraka Dorsey. And that is the sales tracker that I developed for you guys to help you track your sales, to, you know, help you know your numbers and better predict your commissions. Okay. The links are in the show notes, so feel free to grab those. And the affirmation for this week. Look, acknowledging that you don't know everything is the first step. Seeking out knowledge and wisdom is the next step. But what gets you to the highest levels is applying what you've learned by taking deliberate and consistent action. Otherwise, you really haven't learned anything, have you? You know, because to know and not to do is really not to know. Or as my mom used to say, if you knew better, you do better. So, as Biggie used to say, if you don't know, now you know. Have a great week.
If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time and your peace and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, if you'll gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold poverty, nor famine, nor gout, nor sickness, nor pain, nor body, nor brain can keep you away from that thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.
Ladies, are you looking to move your office from your kitchen table to a space of your own? Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Are you looking for co-working and community? Well, then come join us at the Women's Business Center, RBA, located at 1510 Willow Lawn Drive, Suite 100, directly across the street from the Kroger at Willow Lawn. Visit us on the web at WBCRVA.com or on social media at WBCRVA. When you're ready for more than just office space, come join the WBCRVA family.